Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. I've been reading a book called Nearing Home by Billy Graham. It's about life, faith, and finishing well. It's one of the last things he wrote. He wrote it as he approached his 93rd birthday. He actually died in 2018, aged 99. In one of his chapters, he was talking about influencing the next generation. He asks, "What is your greatest hope for your children and grandchildren, and for others outside your family who are part of the next generation? Is it that they'll become men and women of compassion, honesty, morality, responsibility, selflessness, loyalty, discipline, and sacrifice?" These things are all well and good, but he says it should be that they will become men and women of faith, trusting Jesus Christ as their Saviour and seeking to follow him as master of their lives every day. Well, I certainly won't argue with that. To impact their children and grandchildren, one of the ways he and his wife used is prayer, and I think he has some useful things to say about this. So I thought I'd concentrate on that today. The first, he says, is to pray consistently for your family. God knows their needs better than you do, and, as it says in Ephesians 3:20, he is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. God is able to do what we cannot do, especially with our families. Pray for them regularly. Next, he suggests that you don't pray only in general terms, the kind of prayer that vaguely asks God to bless them. Make your prayers specific and make them daily. Pray not only that God will keep them safe, but he will guard them from the temptations and evils that assail young people today. Pray that God will give them a desire to do what is right, and to avoid what is wrong, and to seek his will for their lives as they grow older. Pray about any decisions you know they'll be making, or difficulties you know they are facing. Pray most of all that they will open their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ and become his followers. I love the verses describing Lydia of Philippi in Acts chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. This is when Paul had just journeyed to Macedonia in Greece, and he ends up at Philippi, and he says that on the Sabbath day, we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank where we supposed that some people met for prayer, and we sat down to speak with some women who had come together. One of them was Lydia from Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God. As she listened to us, the Lord opened her heart and she accepted what Paul was saying. It's the bit where it says, "the Lord opened her heart," that I find absolutely amazing. And obviously we want the Lord to open the hearts of our children and grandchildren to the gospel. My wife Kate reckons that her grandfather, who was a congregational minister, must have prayed a lot for his grandchildren, for all three came to know the Lord. We support a young girl through Compassion, and it has been hard knowing just what to pray for her during the pandemic as so little information came through. But Billy Graham's approach gives us extra guidelines. And I think these guidelines help us in general, whether we have grandchildren or children or not. We can apply it to praying for a neighbour or a friend or other family members. So I hope you find it useful. Enjoy your day. Bye.